smoke
medical
weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoffy Hour represent Brian Hoffy and Fastit. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy. Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy and Alessia.
Oh, yeah, those levels were a little low, but it says, please don't be offended. I'm sorry in advance. Why? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. What up, Alessia?
Hello, Ryan.
How are you doing?
I'm doing so good.
You look good. You look happy. You look healthy. You look kind of hot, too. I'm going to knock it up front.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, Ryan.
I know you needed that confidence. Yeah, you're a hot chick. So last night I got to hang out with a hot chick known as Alessia. And there's moments that I'll hang around your kids and I go, oh man, someday I want to be a father or whatever. Even though I got a vasectomy, I wouldn't have to get it reversed. And this happens right here.
The what?
That's your phone.
Yes, it is my phone.
That's not my phone.
Yeah, totally. Jesus, Alessia. What did you do, Alessia?
It's called not pulling it
right. See, the last part here, that's me hanging out at her house with her kids. What is this that you said right here? Translate Alessia for me.
Yeah.
It's called not pulling it right.
Like, if there were subtitles, it would be like, I don't know what the fuck Alessia said.
I said, it's called not pulling out, Ryan. Ryan and
I like that. That's naughty.
Yeah, well.
Is it what?
That's your phone.
Yes, it is my phone.
That's not my phone.
Yeah, totally.
If there was a way to describe my conversations with people under 14.
My phone.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, totally. Ryan came over and we were hanging out and then it was approaching bedtime. So I simultaneously was hanging out and then also putting my children down for bed, which didn't work because they wanted to keep hanging out with you. Well, Mateo did.
Mateo's the man, but my God.
Yeah, he doesn't know what bedtime means. And then Ryan, who's like not around children often,
ever,
is sitting there like, just dumbfounded. If you're a parent, like, you would be so used to this situation. It was just like typical bedtime. But Ryan's like, oh my God, what is going on? Why won't he go to sleep? What doesn't he understand about, like, it's bedtime? It was so funny.
Well, you got to remember, I was at Dignitary all day consuming marijuana and also consuming Kava and Kratom. So I'm in a very chill zen and I was very hungry. And I came over because you had free food and we'll get to that in a second. But man, it was a lot. That was a lot that was going on right there. I mean, they're adorable. And then like him and your daughter are fighting. Like, and then why is she responding?
I need to get their fighting under control.
Yeah, she was saying that you guys watch UFC.
We do.
Oh, wow. I wonder where they're getting their aggression from, Miss watching UFC at age 9.
I know. We do. Well, their dad used to train MMA, so we started watching the UFC, and we all kind of grew to like it. I mean, I do think it's a little violent.
A little violent.
But then I was like, well, it's a sport. I don't know. Anyway, so my children have gotten a little aggressive. My 2-year-old beats up on my 8-year-old. But it was just, I wish you guys could see Ryan interacting with children. And
what's it like from an outsider looking in?
It's so funny that I suggested we do like a YouTube video because I think we would get that many hits. Like, Alessia is leaving for the day and Uncle Ryan's coming over to watch the kids for a half an hour and just like film the interaction because it would be so funny.
I only want them there when when we do this.
Yes.
Because I don't want other kids. Because I vibe with your kids because they're cool. But anyone else's kids, I feel like an uncle feeling with them. Like, they're cool to be around. But if there were any other kids there, that'd be a little too much for me.
Right. I could tell. You're so funny.
What was so funny about it? I'm fascinated by this.
Just the way you would respond and how you thought things were like so... Like, okay, so Ryan was like, oh my God, your kid for sure has a speech impediment and has ADHD. And I'm like, Ryan, he's 2 and he's still learning how to talk. And like, Ryan was like diagnosing my son. And I just...
Oh no, that boy has ADHD then... If he doesn't have ADHD, then I don't know who
old.
Had, oh
He's
my God.
He's a 2-year-old boy. That is so normal.
Alessa.
Now I sound like a parent in denial, but Ryan's just not used to children.
Running around the house going,
That's welcome to parenting.
Welcome to, I will never regret my vasectomy. Oh my God. That is a lot. Here was what it was. There was like 4 things I wanted to talk to you about. And I don't even remember. They're right. Lost in the universe. That's they're the lost in a void. Cause every time we were half getting into it, Mateo wanted to listen. And I'm just like, oh
yeah, it was, we never really completed a conversation cause we kept getting interrupted. It was really funny actually.
What's your mom like around them? Because your mom's super cool. Your mom and her boyfriend came over. They were super cool. What are they like? Are they able to tame them?
It depends on the day. I would say no. I think a lot of people have trouble with both kids. Like, yeah.
Well,
they're rough.
Nadia is cool as hell. It's like talking to an 18-year-old. Like, I've met less mature people at bars than your daughter. Like, your daughter's very mature. But then when Mateo's around, she goes back to being a 9-year-old. When she's around the adults, she tries to be cool. And it's like, you feel like you're talking to a young adult because she's very smart. But then when Mateo comes around, it's like, oh, wait, her brain's like, I'm a 9-year-old and I should do 9-year-old things. It's very bizarre.
Right. Yes, that's true. She often like mothers me, like she's very mature. She always tells me right from wrong, how, what to do, what decisions to make. Yeah.
I made that clip of the day on Monday for Happy Hour in my reel. It was about when you were getting naughty with the dude in the other room.
Oh my, what?
Yeah. And she heard you kissing and she was.
Oh my gosh, Ryan, you're going to get me in trouble.
You?
No,
say
I did
things
not
on
say
here.
That. I did not. Those words did not come out of my mouth.
Yeah, they did. It was the plumber day.
Oh,
it's right here.
Nope.
Gonna get me in trouble with this.
It already got you in trouble with your daughter. Your lack of a filter already got you in trouble with your daughter. Dude, your daughter is going to be the most successful woman ever. And I'm not saying you're not successful. I'm just saying, like, she's going to look at all the choices you made and go, I don't want to be like mom. I think she's going to be like, I know, and I'm not saying this as an insult, but like a bookworm, like a nerd, like all A's. All right, that's on my social media. What I'm saying to you is you don't even watch the reels I make that take 2 minutes to make.
I love that you have all of these clips saved. Like, what else is up your sleeve for today? And you basically called me a bad mom. That's what
I'm
happened.
Kidding. I love you like a sibling. I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh.
That's the whole point of the show is to bust balls.
Oh my goodness.
You don't think you've ever bust my balls before?
Nope.
I mean, it's a long list, part of it. What?
I thought you were going to like grab a clip. Wait, here's a clip of Alessia busting Ryan's balls. Nope.
No.
Not today. He didn't have that one ready.
You seem defeated or something. I'm trying to read Alessia right now. I've known you 7 years, but I've only been friends with you for about 6 months. What's going on? What's going on in your cranium, in your brain right now? What's going on in the thing in your head?
Well, I don't know what's happening with our listeners, but I just got over a really severe stomach virus and I am still coming off of it. It has been like a week of vomiting, much information. Sorry if your stomach is queasy. And then my children got it and like everyone that came around us got it too. And so it's been rough and I feel off of my game. My work schedule's been off. My normal daily routine has been off, feeling physically ill, then caring for children who are physically ill. Mm-hmm. So today is like day one of getting back to like some sort of normalcy and like getting back to work and catching up on all the things. So I am feeling a little off today. Glad you picked up on it.
You're welcome.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
We have so much to get into, but I want to tell you, Alessia, I really think you need to have some good kava and kratom. I think you need to chillax.
I'm drinking some chaga.
What the hell is a chaga?
I would love to tell you.
Tell me, and then I'll talk about Mitra 9.
I'm drinking chaga, and basically it's steeped mushrooms, and it helps your immune system. It can help you with fine lines and wrinkles, youthfulness, but...
Oh, so it's your midlife crisis.
Sure.
Alessia, don't you agree that mushrooms the new like key word? Because whenever you hear mushroom, you think of the drug mushrooms. Like everything now has mushrooms in it, all these drinks.
I love mushrooms.
I do too. I haven't tried the fun ones. I'm just saying, I've noticed that recently everyone's like, oh my God, this drink has mushrooms in it. And it's like, yeah, natural energy. Like nobody was using the word mushrooms 3 years ago.
Right. And it's also funny that like people who have chosen to live off the grid have been using these natural remedies for so long, and now all of a sudden it's becoming like mainstream when like people in the Amazon have been utilizing steeping mushrooms and different herbs for centuries.
Yes, but also Alessia, you got to remember that this is a current term. This is the new hip thing is mushrooms. Everybody's talking about it.
Right.
Nobody was talking about it 3 years ago.
No.
2016 was kind of when medical marijuana began, and everybody was talking about it. It's the new marijuana. It's the new CBD. It's the new THC.
Well, you know what they do, Ryan?
What do they do, Alessia?
It's like something will come out, right? It'll be like soy. Oh my God, soy is the best. This was like when we were children. Soy is the new thing. And then all of a sudden they disprove it, why it's bad for you. And then the next thing comes out. And then it's like coconut milk. Oh, nope, not coconut milk anymore. Now it's oat milk. And now it's not oat milk anymore. Now it's plant protein, this, that.
I can't keep up.
They always come out with something, sell the shit out of it. And like, it becomes like a multi-million dollar business. And then they disprove it, why it actually isn't good for your health. And then they're on to the next thing. So you're right. Mushrooms are more mainstream verbiage right now, but
I'm going to go back to what you said, where you talked about how they find out that some things are not good for you. I got a lesson I'm going to teach you, Alessia, even though I think you already know this. Nothing's good for you. We're mortal. Something's going to kill us. I love when they're like, oh, kratom's got side effects. Oh, and overeating doesn't? Anything. You know what I'm saying? Anything Touché. Has side effects.
Touche. Everything in moderation.
You know what you should have in moderation, but you also could turn up from, you could have a fun night from? That is Mitra 9 Kava and Kratom beverages. Alessia, you got to go to tinyurl.com/hoppymitra. And there I check out, use keyword hoppy and save 20%. I wonder what the legalities are in Toronto. Because we have a lot of listeners, all your friends and family up in Toronto. Hi, guys. So go to tinyurl.com/hoppymitra. And at checkout, Alessia, use keyword hoppy and save 20%. This has also been brought to you by another part of the thing of getting high and living life. DZBZ Honey, Alessia. Have you tried it yet?
DZBZ Honey. No, I haven't, Ryan. Bring me some.
I will. They're actually out of it at Dignitary. That's how much it sells out. It's a Delta 8 slash CBD honey. And first of all, the honey is better than any honey, well, for obvious reasons, but taste-wise, than anything you get at Publix. It's some of the best honey I've ever had. Like, you know when you have a product and it doesn't taste good, but it has good effects? This honey is, oh my God, better than an orgasm.
And you can order online, right, Ryan?
Yes, you go to dzbzhoney.com and at checkout, use keyword hoppy and save 20%.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Alessia Calandra.
Yes.
Do you believe in BDE? Do you think it's a thing?
What?
BDE.
BDE?
Yes. Big D energy. You heard about it. Pete Davidson kind of was the first one to get the term, and everyone's ran with it.
Wow, that went right. The acronym went right over my head.
There's parts of you that are wild, and then there's parts of you that are so innocent and pure. It's because you went to a Catholic school. That's why. I mean, you're wild and fun, and one of my closest friends from Ed. Sometimes I'm like, Alessia. But then you're like, oh, yeah, I just didn't know it was called that, you know?
Right, right. That's exactly right. When Greta, like, dropped it on, actually, no, she said small D energy.
To Andrew Tate.
Right.
Yeah. Well, here's Pete Davidson talking about his BDE.
I don't understand. It's really not that special.
Pete Davidson is confused about all that BDE talk.
It's just simply not true.
The comedian chatted with Charlemagne the God on Power 105.1 FM's Breakfast Club.
Heard of it.
Where he was asked about the rumors surrounding his, you know.
It's a very normal size penis. It's like, you know, not too big or too small. It's just like, you know, yeah, I don't understand that.
Well, that's all you need. As long as you're not a chode, you're good, bro. Aww. As long as you can complete the deed, that's literally all you need. You don't need a big one anyway. You don't want to be out of commission for 4 days.
This is what's sad for men is like, I know there's probably, yes, there are surgeries.
Get it up.
I'm saying that like if a woman has like a small chest or wants a larger ass, yeah, or whatever, she can go do things. And I think there are surgeries to enhance a man's friend, but it sucks for them. Like it's not as common for men to go through that. And it's also like, I don't know, most vaginas are the same, wouldn't you say?
Most vaginas are the same.
Okay.
So let me repeat this real quick because I want to make sure that I heard you correctly because I don't want to go throughout the rest of my life and say that I did not hear you correctly, Alessia.
They're just not as different, I don't
think. No. Once again, let's take a deep breath and let's do the rewind. Most vaginas are the same.
True or false?
No. No, they are not.
Really?
I don't know if most penises are the same, Alessia.
That's true.
I'm going to tell you.
There's
I'm trying to think about how
ones?
To be how to be raunchy without being X-rated.
Right.
I think you get the point.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't because I don't go that way, so I don't know. I just think they're all the same.
They are not at all the same. If anything, sometimes you'll be hooking up and you expect the person to not have a good one. And then you're like, wow, I'm actually proud of you.
Could you just
like,
explain?
That is a good vibe.
Could you explain what makes it a good one?
Smell, grooming, the vibe.
Wow.
You can often tell when you look.
Yeah, but those things can be fixed. I thought you meant like size. Yes.
Well, I'm getting at that. There's some that you look at that you've been like, that's had a lot of activity. And then there's some you look at and you go, normal 7 to 8 guys. The other one, you're like, oh my God. You don't get that when you pull down the pants. You don't look at a penis and go, oh my God. That's been around a lot. You know that look where you can just tell it's been around a lot? Or is that just with the vagina?
I think probably just with, I mean, obviously you know a guy's been
looks
around.
Looks a little worn out, a little, just like a tire iron. Like a tire iron that's been in the sun laying in the road in the middle of a desert.
Wow.
You're the one that brought it up.
Okay.
Don't be the naughty one on this show.
Wow.
And then have clips of the day in that and then go, oh, I didn't mean to say it on a widely listened to podcast.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Across the Kava community.
We're not talking about vaginas anymore.
I don't even want to talk about vaginas anymore.
All right.
Elaborates on all that, saying the feedback he's received doesn't exactly align with the big energy label he's landed.
It's just like big enough to enjoy and not big enough for it to hurt.
Okay.
Is what I was told.
Pete even alludes to it in the new trailer for his Peacock series, Bupkis.
You got that big, right? You're like Thanos.
It would be Ray Romano asking about a big penis. He's so edgy, that Ray Romano. I actually liked Everyone Loves Raymond. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I like that show too.
Did you really? I didn't like it as a kid until I became an adult. Then I appreciated it. As a kid, I thought the mom was so annoying. I'm like, God, she's a bitch.
Well, that was her character, Ryan.
I'm aware of that now. Kinda. Maybe. Sorta. I don't know. The dad was awesome, though. And then the brother would walk in. Hi, everybody. This is going to be my big thing. And I'm going to be more successful as a comedy club owner in Las Vegas and make millions of dollars. Did you know that?
I feel like if you were one of the characters, you would have been the brother.
Totally.
That would have been you.
That's obvious. What am I, Ray Romano, a sports reporter? Wow. What am I, Ray Romano, working in the sports business?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This following segment's been brought to you by Rich Keeley. When I tell you that he's the best barber in all of the Bay Area, I'm looking pretty good. I'm looking so good, Alessia. I need to hear from a female's voice. Ryan, you look so good.
Honestly,
yeah,
you need to trim your mustache. Go see Rich right away.
Whoa!
Yeah, yesterday that side profile when we were sitting outside on my picnic bench, the whiskers on your mustache were just like sprawling everywhere. I'm like,
kill my confidence, why don't you?
Like, Ryan, get a scissor and trim it, or go see your man Rich and have him fix you up. Rich, help us out, dude.
Whoa. I was feeling all confident. You know, I need to take a hit of the vape pen. I'm having a panic attack.
you know, I'm always going to be honest with you.
This is a big hit. This is a lot. I was not expecting. I appreciate the part of you being honest, but my God.
What? It doesn't change you, Ryan. You just got to clean
it. I just took four hits. I don't care anymore.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RichKBarber.com.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, Alessia, what am I going to do with you? Have more honest advice. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Alessia, do you like Bud Light? Do you drink Bud Light? Do you consume Bud Light?
I used to work for Bud Light for over 11 years, Ryan. Doing their promos.
I did not know that. What was it like working at Bud Light?
Well, I worked for lots of wine, beer, and liquor companies. I was like a promotions girl, and I loved it. I made great money. I always got to go to really cool events, and everyone loved you because you're giving out free samples and swag of the product. So I think it was great, and they paid great.
That's good.
Yeah, one of my first jobs and longest jobs.
What was your favorite memory of working at Bud Light?
I would say...
free beer?
You got free beer, but you got to go into concerts. You got to go into like really cool events, giving out samples, meeting people, taking lots of pictures. It was just fun. It was like right up my alley for like things I like to do.
Let me tell you a story about a beer rooted in the heart of America.
This morning, it's the new Budweiser ad campaign that
Real quick, I love beer commercials since the day I was born. They've always been like rooted in the heart of America, which is nothing but suburban homes and drugs. but let's talk about the heart of America. What is it? They talk about the barley made in the mountains of Colorado. What is that, Bush beer? They're always like so dramatic about a factory that makes beer. They're like, it's such a big deal, the production of beer, Alessia.
Rooted in the heart of America.
Yeah, Alessia.
This morning, it's the new Budweiser ad campaign that Anheuser-Busch hopes will help the company ride out a boycott. It features the nostalgia of an iconic Clydesdale galloping through all American landscapes with men grabbing a couple of cold ones together.
This is a story bigger than beer.
I love...
Okay.
Real quick, let me just get this out. I love how they go a little gay... And who cares?
No.
They go a little gay, and they're supporting the trans community, and they have a rainbow on the beer, and all the small D dudes are like, I can't have that. So then the next week, Bud Light's like, we're going to go back to promoting heterosexuals that overcompensate. So we're going to have the next commercial be like the one from 2009 with the Clydesdale. Like, they're trying not to lose their core audience is all they're doing.
100%. It's so obvious. It's dumb. It's so dumb. From a marketing standpoint, like, fire the whole team. This was just too soon, and it's obviously in response to, like, the backlash that Bud Light received for coming out with a pride-focused can and advertisements. And then the Bud Light community was like, oh my God, we're like... white Americans and we don't support the gays, and why would you put this on our beer cans? And that's what happened.
I'm going to tell you.
And then the beer like industry is like, dude, everyone drinks beer. Like, what are you talking about? But apparently, dude, I just can't. I literally can't.
I'm going to tell you now, Alessia, that when you drink with gay people... it's often a lot more fun, if not always more fun.
Always more fun.
Than drinking with heterosexuals that think that they must have sex with every single woman they've ever met.
And wear like red trucker hats.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, when I got really drunk last year at Pride, I had more fun than any time I've ever had a man teach me things at the bar.
Can't we just all drink beer together and get along?
You're fun to drink with. I've never done it, but I could see you being wild. I could see you being the one where you're like, shots on me, and then that's when the night goes wild.
Yeah.
Gotta drink your beer like a man. And have gas in the morning because you drink too much beer. I swear to God, I see why women don't like men. I get it. If I had a daughter, I'd want her to go gay too. You literally have to come out with a manly commercial the next week. Yeah. Here in the Clydesdale, we cheat on our wives and bang the marketing girls. Our wives are at home taking care of the kids. We're hanging out in the Clydesdale, and they have a lot of experience riding anyway, so it's a good time.
Nothing makes sense to me, Ryan. Nothing makes sense to me.
I'm beginning to realize that. 2020, I thought I was the expert on everything. 2021, I thought I knew more. 2022 humbled me. 2023 goes, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
No.
Do you feel that?
Everything is a contradiction. Everything is a contradiction.
Am I a contradiction?
Nothing makes sense. Like, I hate talking about the news. I hate talking about politics. I hate talking about senseless things. And that's all we do on this podcast. And I love it. I mean, it passes the time, but it's also like nothing makes sense. Like nothing.
Well, Alessia.
Nothing in this country makes sense.
Babe.
Yeah, sorry.
Babe,
I'm going
babe,
off.
Babe. It's a Alessia hour. Also, the thing is, I don't really watch the news when I'm done with this. Mm-hmm. I just go on ABC News, Good Morning America, Today Show, and I just look up what's going on in the news and talk smack. Do you think I'm sitting around watching that, or am I working on my career while listening to Opie and Anthony from 15 years ago and swiping right on Tinder? Which one do you think is more Ryan Hoppy's daily routine?
I don't know, Ryan, because you said you weren't listening to radio shows anymore. So I'm confused.
When did I say that?
You said you've lost your passion and you don't even listen to the radio anymore.
I never said that. Sassy.
You did say that.
I did not say that. And if those words were said, they were said in a phone conversation. They were not said on a podcast.
Oh, sorry, Ryan.
Are you good?
Are you good, Ryan?
Are you heartbroken or something? Ryan. I can't figure you out today. You are sassy today.
Ryan, you got to tell me what things I can and cannot say on air before we...
You know what? You know, have you ever seen the movie from the 1920s where they go, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn?
It was that Casablanca?
Yeah.
No.
That's kind of my vibe.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Let me tell you that West Shore Printing is the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Do you need business cards made, Alessia?
Yes, Ryan.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm telling you that West Shore Printing is the best around. They will always hook you up. And when you go there and you tell them that I sent you, they're going to hook you up with a great deal. I just saw DJ Tone a few days ago on social media. We were talking, we were doing whatever. And he was telling me that everything over at West Shore Printing is great. So if you go there at westshoreprinting.com and on the invoice, you tell them I sent you, you'll get hooked up. And I'm not lying to you. I always surround myself with the best around. You know what I'm saying, Jelly Bean?
Happy hour. Happy hour. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
856-49 Hoppy. That's 856-494-6773. You tweeted me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Alessia, are you ready to hear what's going on in the world of celebrity news?
I would love to, Ryan.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Are you a big Ryan Seacrest fan?
I'm not a big fan of anyone. Haven't you figured that out?
Yeah, I kind of did.
Day filled with raw emotion for Ryan Seacrest and Kelly Ripa.
Kelly turned the corner and said, oh my gosh, am I going to cry? And I said, maybe because I am.
Ryan's family, including girlfriend, model Aubrey Page, were in
girlfriend
the audience. The only guest, First Lady Dr. Jill Biden.
It's so bittersweet.
Aww.
Yeah, we are really going to miss you, right?
Yeah.
Joe Biden's like, who's Ryan Seacrest?
And here's something you didn't see on TV.
What?
It's Ryan wiping away tears as a video tribute plays.
This is the fakest thing I've ever seen. And it's because, I don't know. I can imagine he just wants the show to be over with Kelly Ripa. You know, I'm assuming he just wants it to be over with. You know, like...
He's ready for the next thing.
Yeah.
We have those moments.
Really?
Kelly got choked up bidding farewell to her co-host of 6 years.
Because you are layers upon layers of goodness, of kind, of charm, of brilliance.
It's hard to put into words how deeply I've appreciated being here and being with you, being invited into your homes every day, and I will miss you the second we say goodbye today.
Sounds so fake.
Transitions are hard in jobs, you know, in relationships, any type. How do you handle change in your life, Ryan? Are you someone who like welcomes change? It doesn't affect you. Does it affect you?
It affects me, but I'm like the mafia. I just move on and I don't look back.
Ooh, the mafia. Look at you.
I'm not kidding either. It's something I've learned in radio. It's like once you're dead to me.
Really?
Like I block you and blah, blah, blah. And like you are gone.
You feed them to the fish and they're done.
It's like Thanos, I think people have said, from the superhero movies where he like erases everything.
Really?
Oh, you're gone. It's like not you, Alessia, but like it's like you never were there. And people may have proof that I was there.
I don't know. I think I'm more sentimental. Like I...
Because you're a woman.
Not necessarily. But I need a minute to process transitions. Like I need a minute to be like, okay, this is a big change in the chapter, change in the story. I have to like process my emotions, kind of bid it a farewell, give thanks to whatever it is. Even if it was shitty, I always give thanks and gratitude towards it. And
you then, gotta.
Right. Okay. So we agree on that. You do the same thing as me. We have to.
But you don't block. You just let anything linger. You know what I mean? Like what I'm done, mm-hmm. I'm done. Like yeah. When I am done, yeah. I'm out of here. I'm like a home run in baseball.
Really? You don't feel sad at all?
Oh, no. I'll cry or whatever. Like breakups aren't fun or sometimes transitions aren't fun. But you just got to kind of, I don't want to say man up, but like the idea of manning up, but having that identify with any gender. So just deal with it. Sit in the pain. It's okay to cry. Keep it private. Realize that everyone's going through something and no one really cares. Okay?
Wow. Yeah, everyone is going through something.
Especially now in this era. I feel like this is the going through something era. I don't know what it is. I can't really put my finger on it, but it feels like the everyone's going through shit and no one really cares about your problems era.
Well, I won't disagree with you, but I also think that people were just private back in the day. Back in the day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think people were a little bit more private. Now everything's out there and we're, you know, there's pros and cons to that. But I do have something in my pile, Ryan.
What do you have?
All righty. So what are your thoughts on appropriate or inappropriate places to take Instagram photos? So like if you're an influencer, is there a place that's off limits to take a typical posy Instagram photo?
Places like Auschwitz, the 9/11 memorial, things like that.
Okay. So we're on the same page because there was a woman at Auschwitz on a tour who decided to pose on the Auschwitz train tracks in a kind of seductive manner. She kind of had her back arched and she was smiling, and her partner or boyfriend who was with her was bent down snapping a photo, and the other people in their tour group found that it was just inappropriate to take that type of photo given the atmosphere that they were in. And this was reportedly several hours into their tour, so she was, you know, aware of the heaviness of the situation and the atmosphere being at Auschwitz, which I don't know who would go there and not understand the heaviness of it. But what are your thoughts? Appropriate or inappropriate?
I don't think it's been taught correctly in school. I don't even think she knew how bad it was.
But if you're on the tour for several hours, you're informed enough to know.
You think she's paying attention, or you think she's on her phone the whole time?
Yeah, but
not paying attention.
I just think there's certain places you wouldn't be posing like all Instagram. Like you might take a you know, photo and like be standing there, but I wouldn't be like smiling and like posing. And from what I saw, I mean, she's just like leaning back, hand on her head, basking in the sun, and her partner, boyfriend, whoever is like bent down snapping a photo. And then like the other people in the tour are kind of looking at her.
Oh, God. That pose is so 2017.
But at Auschwitz, you think this is like, who in their right mind would pose? I totally think
it's sociopaths.
I think it's inappropriate. Apparently, a news reporter was there, a producer from GB News out of the UK, Maria Murphy, and she tweeted the photo she snapped of the two tourists taking a photo and basically was just saying how she thinks it's very inappropriate.
It's called not reading the room.
Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome, Alessia.
That's exactly what it is. It's not reading the room, and I just find it very weird.
I find it sad that they don't know what they're doing, because I bet they are clueless, Alessia.
Right.
And I bet they have no idea what they're doing.
That's the thing with the climate today, Ryan. It's like if you don't know what you're doing and someone snaps a photo or video of you, you could be like blasted on social media, which is what's happening to this woman now.
And that's what happened to her last night too. Ha ha ha. Thanks. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. What else? Anything else?
Yeah, there is something else in my pile, Ryan, and it's right here.
What is it?
Footballer, a trough Hakimi set to give to get half of his wife's net worth after she filed for divorce.
Good. By the way, it's soccer player, not footballer in America.
Well, in the rest of the world, he's a football player. But yes, he is a famous soccer player.
Soccer in America.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So she's ordered to pay half because of her net worth because she cheated on him. She's a Spanish model and actress with an estimated worth of $3 million. And that's kind of sad
that
she cheated on him.
Oh, man.
But, like, good for...
I bet he never cheated. I bet he was so loyal being a famous soccer player.
Why not? Not every athlete's an asshole, Ryan.
Eh, most of them.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. When I tell you that he is the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com. It's time to turn Hoppy on.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at RyanHoppyRadio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Eight, five, six, 49 Hoppy. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Do you want to hear some more celebrity news, or do you want to do your pile? Which one do you want to do?
More celebrity news.
Reunited, and it feels so good. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello were spotted hanging out during night one of Coachella, nearly 2 years after the pair called it quits.
It's been 2 years. Time flies when you forget about celebrities you'll never meet.
In a clip shared on 102.7 Kiss FM's official Twitter account, the exes were seen catching up at the music festival. Shawn and Camila were first romantically linked back in 2019, but went their separate ways in November 2021. The Stitches singer has been rumored to be dating his 51-year-old chiropractor, Jocelyn Miranda, who was also seen at Coachella on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Back in January, matchmaker and dating expert Devin Simone talked to Access Hollywood about what made Shawn and Jocelyn's speculated romance so shocking.
Seen them together back in the summer of 2022. She's gone on tour with him. She gets him feeling good. I mean, when you think of a relationship and you think of your partner making you feel good, I don't feel like getting your back cracked on a table is exactly the way that you go. But hey.
Hey, don't judge people then.
Maybe that's the thing. And
I don't care anymore.
I think that's like the perfect way to meet someone. First of all, you're in close contact.
Yeah.
They're healing you. They're touching you. If they're attractive, like, I don't know. It's kind of like going in and getting, I've never had this happen, but like getting a massage and the person's like attractive. Like your, I could see how a relationship can form with your chiropractor. I could totally see that.
Especially if you're rich and famous.
Yeah, I guess. Sure.
Well, think about it. You're rich and famous. You're going to immediately, it's going to be easier for you to date. Your relationships don't always work, but you're never, like, if you're a celebrity and you're having a hard time getting laid, I'm not saying breakups are not going to happen because you're a celebrity, because celebrities break up all the time. But if you can't rebound, that means you have no game.
Right.
If you're a celebrity that can't get laid, then you have something wrong with you. So that seems like the perfect thing. Like, you're on a rebound and you get your back cracked and then get more cracked. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like they totally, like, he started with an adjustment and then he like, they switched places on that, on the chiropractic table.
I think I've seen it a few times in pornos. It's a good time. It's been 2 days that I have not watched pornography. Are you proud of me?
Oh my God.
Are you proud of me? I'm proud of myself.
All right. Let's see how long the streak goes. I'll ask you again next week.
He'll probably have it today.
Kourtney Kardashian is one proud wife.
Yeah.
Travis Barker and his fellow Blink-182 bandmates took the stage at Coachella night one, and delivered a rocking hour-long set. While Travis was beating the drums, Courtney was captured offstage filming his performance. The reality queen was also spotted straddling her hubby as she beamed with pride following Travis's time rocking out on stage.
I wonder what they're going to do with that footage. Whenever you film a concert, it really never gets used. Like, I don't get people that film concerts. Like, what are you going to do with that video? That or filming fireworks? Are you going to look at a video of fireworks from 2017 and be like, oh, that was good, fireworks?
Yeah, that's true. Lots of people film fireworks. You know what annoyed me was what? Like this past Taylor Swift concert. I got invited. I couldn't go. I was really bummed.
I have a news clip afterwards, so we'll transition from you into the news clip. So tell me what happened.
Okay. So I saw a friend. She had like she was like on the bottom, like on the floor level, taking video of Taylor. And in front of her was just like a sea of like hundreds of arms with their phones in the air. And I just thought, wow, the whole concert, people just have their phones in the air, taking their footage. People, back in the day when you went to a concert, there were no cell phones. So you actually like just had your hands in the air to have your hands in the air. And you had to like mentally focus and like retain the memories in your mind. And I don't know, like I saw the phones and I'm like, yeah, I get it. Like I would be doing the same thing, but like, why is life like this? Can't we just go somewhere and like it not be this way?
I feel that.
Thanks.
And you know, it's a good thing they spend $350 per ticket to be on their phone.
350, try like $4,000 for the floor. Are you kidding?
It's true. All the trust fund babies just, hey mom, can I have $4,000? Sure, honey. Anything to get out of the house so I can bang the pool boy.
Stronger than a 90s trend, the 33-year-old singer took the stage in Tampa, Florida on Thursday night to kick off another weekend of her Eras tour for the first time since news broke that she and her boyfriend of 6 years, Joe Alwyn, called it quits.
Taylor dating someone for 6 years is like her dating someone for 70. Like, that's a big deal.
I'm shocked and I didn't even know she was.
Yeah.
Guess I'm not a Swiftie. Is you that what not. They call them?
Yeah.
Swifties?
Them. I like how you, they're just those cretins. I was hooking up with a girl back in November. It was like, you know when you go through a breakup and then you have like the first person you hook up with and like you know you're not going to like marry them or be with them long term, but they're like a good friends with benefits. It's like,
yeah,
it's like a confidence boost to get laid and hang out with this person. Well, it was this girl I was seeing for about 3 months from like about November to January. And we keep in touch. We'll talk. She's super nice. And
is this Applebee's girl?
No.
Okay. My timeline's off. Continue.
There's been a lot of dates. But this girl is super sweet. She's from St. Louis. We hung out a lot.
Oh, my God. Just share her social security number while you're at it.
Sassy.
Anything else?
I didn't even say her name.
Okay, good. Let's keep it that way.
You are spicy.
All right,
today.
So she's from St. Louis. She has a dog named Louie.
And she had me log on to Ticketmaster, and I was helping her get the tickets. So the tickets were through my account, even though she like plugged in her credit card into my account and then took it out when she was done and got the tickets. So 2 weeks ago, she sent me a text and was like, hey, what was the password? And I'm like, I don't even ever buy tickets from there. I usually just get them for free from radio. So I had to do, I forgot the password.
Yeah.
And then.
Went to lots of extra effort to do that for her. Forgot password. That's like 10 steps.
I'm a nice person.
That's thoughtful. So then what happened?
Then she got the tickets and that was it. I don't think I'll ever see her again.
Great story, Ryan.
Wow, you are spicy.
I know, I am.
According
I'm trying
to people,
to spice it
Taylor
up.
Welcomed the crowd to Raymond James Stadium, saying, quote, we have a lot to catch up on. Last weekend, it was revealed that the pair reportedly called it quits. Access Hollywood has reached out for comment. Taylor and Joe were first romantically linked back in 2016, but kept their relationship largely private over the years.
It's got to be weird dating her because, like, you never know when it's going to end and when there's going to be a whole album about you.
Isn't that like every relationship?
Fair enough.
The reported breakup comes amid Taylor's sold-out Eras tour, which she kicked off last month. And the actor has not been spotted at one of her shows. The anti-hero songstress has a 44-song set list from her 10 hit albums and has been performing two secret songs from her impressive catalog in each city, changing it up every night. Taylor always put a lot of thought into her work as a way to give back to fans.
And to teach them that 44. It's always the man's fault. Always.
44 songs. And that's not true, Ryan. Her latest hit was It's Me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. Okay. What are you talking about?
Because they needed to create something because her whole career, her whole backlog is it's always the man's fault.
No, that's not true. Yes. Clearly, you're not a Swiftie.
I'm glad I'm not. It sounds like an STD. sounds like an STD you get from a hand job. I got a Swiftie. It might go away with some cream.
44 songs, though. That's impressive. And I feel like we know all of them. Like, I should be more of a fan.
No, you shouldn't.
I love all her songs.
The only one I love is the one where she talks about... She wears high heels. I wear gym shoes. She's the leader of the cheer captain. I'm whatever.
Gym shoes.
You ever heard that song?
Of course. Cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers.
That's a good song.
Dreaming of the day.
Yeah, baby.
You wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time.
It's always my fault. Oh my God. I can't with her. I adore her though, because she shut down Tampa and she shuts down every major city she goes to.
Raymond James is the worst for concerts, for anything. There's no parking garages around there. Like, I cannot stand that stadium for any event.
Even Bucks games aren't great.
Bucks games, I went to like the monster truck, monster game. Like, any concert, it's just like busy. The parking sucks. The traffic sucks. There's no system. The arena or the stadium is like, if you go up one side and then you need to get to the other side, you have to like go down, walk across to the other side. It's like there's no flow.
I'm telling you right now, the funny part is then you have to rely on the neighborhood to get parking sometimes. I've had to like pay like $15 to park in one of those lots and it'll be some redneck that's like, I'll let you park on my grass for $20.
Like, those people don't even work. They legit just like have people park on their property and make money like that way. Like, they lucked out. I mean, they really always have people around and they probably can't get out of their home to like drive to the grocery store to pick up milk on the late night. But,
well, trust me, when the Buccaneers go 5-12 this year, you're going to have better grass.
You know what's annoying too is like, now that Tom Brady is gone, I feel like he's never going to leave. Like, the Tampa Bay area is never going to live down that Tom Brady played for the Buccaneers, and his murals that have been painted all over Tampa Bay and St. Pete are going to be there forever.
Why not?
They're never going to take his picture down from the stadium.
You should.
From the stadium. And it's like, why? He played for us for like, what, 3 seasons?
It was fun.
Wow. Oh, clappy clap.
We're about to be bad this year, bro.
Tampa Bay Lightning are entering the playoffs.
Hell yeah.
That's exciting news.
And then you got the Rays.
And you got the Rays that lost game 13, which my mother had to tell me because I don't follow the Rays.
People can quit pretending to be Rays fans now. Yeah. That's the immoral there.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah. This last segment's been brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.net. When I tell you that Devin Prasad's the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. To get his app and, again, to contact with him, FitzAgeFitness.net.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Alessia Calandra.
Yes.
What are we going to do with you?
What are we going to do?
I don't know. We got 5 minutes left. What's going on? Anything on your mind? Anything you want to address? Because the average amount of time spent listening is 55 minutes, yes, and we're 53 minutes in. So let's see if we can get the average time spent listening to be an hour. So this last 5 minutes really matters, Alessia, and it's all going on you. All the pressure, all the fear of making the last 5 minutes of this podcast go well is up to you. And Luna, our cat that's looking at us.
Our mascot. Luna, you're so cute. Come here, Luna.
Luna, do you want to go on the podcast? Let me grab her right here.
Oh, I want her. Luna! She was my friend.
Here, take a picture real quick.
Okay.
You got Looney Tunes here.
Looney Tune.
Looney Tunes.
Cutie.
Oh, my
God. She's so cute.
Let me see the picture.
So here's what I want to talk about.
What up?
All right. Oh, my God. Look at this picture. It's so cute.
I love her. That's my daughter.
That's my daughter.
Yeah. All right. Text me those later. What's going on?
Well, thoughts. How soon is too soon to plan a trip with someone you're dating?
I went on a trip with my ex after 5 weeks.
Okay.
We went to St. Augustine. It was nice. The parking there sucks. All the roads are small. But besides that, and it's a little too close to Jacksonville, but it was nice. It's a touchy subject because you never know early on if you're going to be in a relationship for 2 years or if it's going to break up after like 2 months. You know, it's risky. So
yes,
true. It's hard because sometimes when you're first dating somebody,
right,
that puppy love is through the roof. You're having sex all the time. You're throwing each other around. You're laying next to each other and that. So then it's like, why don't we do that on a vacation? So it's really hard to say. There's no yes or no answer.
Right, right. Okay.
Why, Alessia?
Well, next week I'm supposed to be going away. Yeah. But now I'm no longer dating that person. And I still really want to go.
I didn't even know you were dating. I'm so confused by you.
And now I still want to go on the trip I had planned.
Yeah.
I already got coverage for my kids. I was really looking forward to spending time in the mountains, hiking, being in nature.
You should go by yourself.
I should, but the problem is I'm not taking a flight. I was planning on driving with this person. It's about a 12-hour drive. Could I drive by myself? Yes. Do I feel like it? No.
I think if you went off the grid, but kept in touch with your kids, then I think you'd be fine. I think that's the way to go. I think you got to just go by yourself.
I don't know if I feel like going by myself.
Why not?
I don't know.
Why not? Why not?
I just think I would feel more comfortable in the mountains with someone else.
That's fair.
Would you ever go on a trip with someone that you ended things with, you know they're not for you, but just to like go with someone?
No.
Okay.
I would not. I would go by myself.
Okay, great. Good talk.
That's my advice.
I think the 2 minutes is up, so that's our listen.
Wow. You're really good at closing it out. Yeah. You're not good at pulling out or closing out. I'm kidding.
Pulling out or closing out.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Money. And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.